Welcome to Young and Happy, part of my take's cleaner yet way crazier cousin. 11 months out of the year, it's your standard run-of-the-mill music podcast. But for 1 month, it's a whole different story. From beaches to bars and clubs to cars, students from all over the country pour onto their iPhones for the podcast of their lives. This is Glennie. He's like a younger and less better-looking version of Artie Lang, hailing from Strong Island. He fucks with drinking Budweisers in his basement, as well as losing all his money on arena football and women's basketball. He's all for the vibes.
Hey.
Hey,
blow up. I don't even understand how the fuck my blood talk.
This is Ben. He's from Jersey. He's a vlogger, vlog editor, professional vlog producer, and all-around legend. He's all for the vibes, especially if you have a fat backwood ready to smoke. He's a laid-back guy, but if you push him, he may fall over. Depends how high he is.
Back when I was young, I had dreams of getting richer. Then my homie Bree set me down, schooled me to the picture. I was with some wild niggas.
And this is Roan from Philly. He's a freewheeling, free spirit who loves free samples. He fucks with binge drinking, Cinnabon, and soccer. He literally puts the lit in literally.
Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm trying to fuck you on your bestie, yeah.
Some people turn real, some people turn fake. Clicks were born, drama was too. But at the end of the day, they're all one crew. This is Young and Happy.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wild way, baby.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'll be living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'ma win, and I'ma be happy, and I'ma be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Okay, welcome to Young and Happy. This is a little bit different, and we've been away for a while, but this, if anything, is worthy of another episode of Young and Happy. There's a show we like to watch. It's a show that appears not on television, not on the Netflix of the world, but actually just on YouTube. And that show is called Neighbors and Friends.
This season, we picked 8 strangers from 7 different schools and put them in a mansion for a week of spring break madness.
Neighbors and Friends is a revolutionary show where college-age kids get to live among one another, and it is real as fuck. If you aren't watching this, and you probably aren't because it doesn't have a lot of views right now, not a lot of people are on top of it yet, you should be watching Neighbors and Friends. It's season 2 right now of Neighbors and Friends. It's spring break, and there are 7 strangers who are picked to live in a house, and things are starting to get real, but it's not the real world. It's actually very, very different. It's raw. It's fucking engrossing. It's the best programming that I've ever watched, and so we had to put this podcast together to start discussing season 2 of Neighbors and Friends. Right now, I'm here with my friends Ben and Glenn. You already heard who they are from our fantastic narrator, but fellas, can we talk about Neighbors and Friends?
There's nothing more I'd love to do right now.
I mean, this is a treat. You just came out to me like an hour ago, and we were like, we're talking Neighbors and Friends, and we're here. Episode 1's out.
Before we start talking about it, what kind of reactions do you guys get when you go around the office and ask other people, have you watched Neighbors and Friends?
They kind of shrugged off.
Yeah.
No, and kind of condescending look. Because we talked about it all the time when the season 1 was out. I believe we had a group text going on Thanksgiving. Anybody watch Neighbors and Friends? No one did. I was the only one there. I think it was Thanksgiving night. I was sitting there binge-watching Neighbors and Friends on YouTube.
Because it's that good of a show.
It's that good. You could be having your turkey sandwich on Thanksgiving night, but you're going straight to Neighbors and Friends afterwards.
And so what we're trying to do is like almost like a Neighbors and Friends reaction show. So it's like The Walking Dead, Talking Dead.
Talking Neighbors.
Talking Neighbors. It's like Friends of Neighbors and Friends. Something like that. And everyone's like, well, why are you doing this? This is just a YouTube show. Like, why wouldn't you do this about a bigger show? Like, don't bigger things deserve to be talked about? No, they don't.
I think you just do podcasts about important stories. And this is an important story.
These storylines are so fire. So please, just take a break right now and pause this podcast if you haven't seen Neighbors and Friends yet. And watch at least season 2, episode 1. Because you don't need to have
seen Spring Break, episode 1.
Spring Break, episode 1, Body Counts.
Body Counts, worldwide.
Body Counts. So if you haven't seen episode or season one, we can give you a brief recap of what was going on. They filmed season one at Florida State, right?
Florida State, it's where the creator and producer, Yofre Ray, is an honorary fraternity member.
Dope.
And they filmed the episode there. They had the Olo crew, which is led by Mo, who is the host of season two of Neighbors and Friends.
And he's fucking crazy. Mo is always getting in fights with people, physical fights. He can't stop talking about all the chicks that he fucks.
Are we the only kids that fuck in this fucking crew?
They like show all these girls on camera. It's raw as hell. He's dropping N-bombs. Is he white? Is he not white? Is he allowed to say? Is he allowed to say?
Yeah. He's Egyptian.
He's Egyptian.
But there's a lot of N-bombs. Even the white guys are dropping N-bombs in season
one. Well, no, they're all... in season one, they're all like white Egyptian guys that aren't.
I think Connor
really
was white. Fede was like.
Well, there was only one. If you watch the theme song, they actually say at the end of it, here's Matt. He's the one white guy in the crew.
And this is Connor, the only white boy in the crew. He's easily the most likable in the group, yet he seems to take the most L's.
When you watch the whole theme song, you're like, wait, I thought they're all white.
Dude, but that was the fucking beauty of it, man. There was just an element of mystery to this Olo crew.
Who is Olo? And first off, like, what does Olo stand for?
Where did it derive from?
Yeah, and we don't know that. It's like, and they won't tell us, right?
This is Yofre's brainchild. We all in this room know Yofre, and we don't know what Olo is. We can't get it out
of him. I'd rather not know.
Yeah, it's something like, I don't know if it's like a OVO or if it's like the name of their crew, but it's all these Olo people in the first season, and they're all kind of together with one another, and there's a lot of drama that goes on.
Yeah, it was pretty like, actually, I'm looking at their Instagram page right now. It says, it's like Jersey Shore in the real world, but in college and on steroids. No better college to start that out on than Florida State.
Mo's on steroids.
Yo, he really might be on real steroids. The firest part of season one to me is when they fight each other on like screen. Like, no one's getting kicked off when they fight each other. Dude. And Mo fights. Who did he fight in the backseat of the cab?
That guy, the Connor, the white kid.
Yeah, the
and
white
it's
kid.
It's not like it was a punch. Like, I feel like I'd rather get punched in the face than a full-on elbow. He gave him an elbow.
And it's a cab fight, too. So just imagine two dudes sitting next to each other with their backs flush to a cab seat and, like, elbowing each other in the faces.
With the kid with a camera in the front seat.
It's incredible. I don't know what inspires these people to be so fucking reckless on camera. It's raw as hell, though. And Olo Mo is the star of the first season.
He's like Gronk.
He is pretty much Gronk, but, like, Gronk, he's very, he's like... I don't know how he has friends in a mean way, but he's just like not a nice person to anybody. He's like,
yeah, dude. There was this one scene in season one that fucking stuck in my mind all week when I watched it. They went out to lunch and this waitress brought him bacon on like his fucking avocado toast, and the kid was having a heart attack. He was being so mean to the waitress. Just fucking take the bacon off, big guy.
Okay, if you don't like me being an asshole, don't be here.
Don't be an asshole.
Jesus, yo.
Doesn't take any effort. Like,
I said no bacon multiple times. I don't fucking eat bacon.
Such a dick.
He was a complete dickhead to the waitress.
You're such a douche to the waitress. Just take the fucking bacon off. You're not getting the calories. You're still getting the taste of it. Sit down and enjoy it.
And so he was obviously the star of the first season, so they brought him back for the second season, and he's the host of this season. But it's not like he's the only douche on the show. So let's go through the cast of characters and kind of tick everybody off. So there's four guys in the house and four girls in the house, and they're all together in Fort Lauderdale on spring break. Fort Lauderdale, of course, is Miami.
All in one house.
Yeah, they're all living in one house, and things are starting to get real. So of the guys, there's Tom, Jamar, Adrian, and Javon. And of the girls, it's Lacey, Madison, Morgan, and Ellie. And they're all, and Olo Mo. They're all living in the house. To me, the character who stands out the most, well, Glenn, who stands out the most of the cast for you?
See, here's the thing. Going into it, I thought it was clearly going to be Jamar, because like they say in the intro, he's like a younger version of the situation, and the situation stuck out so much for me in Jersey Shore that I thought Jamar would do the same in Neighbors and Friends.
Uh-huh.
But I think Tom was the clear runaway in episode one.
Yeah, Jamar kind of gets shit on a lot.
Yeah,
Tom,
rightfully so.
Tom
just blacks out. They kept saying Jamar blacks every time. Jamar blacks out every night.
He does. He's coming back from another spring break, and he's on spring break on this show,
which I think is a very underplayed storyline in the show.
Yeah, he just
he was in like Cabo San Lucas all week.
Do you think that would help you? Do you think that would help you during, because they do competitions on this show? It's like drinking competitions. Do you think going from one spring break to another spring break would help you out?
I mean, obviously, there's pros and cons. Because your body's into it already.
Uh-huh.
You're already ready for it. But then again, you could be fucked up. If I know Jamar like I think I know Jamar, J-Mar's thrown up a lot in Cabo San Lucas the week before.
You're not lying at all.
It's like he went seven games in a series, and the other team had a sweep before going into it. They're
coming off rest.
He's coming right off of another series.
Yeah, but a lot of the times that happens, the seven-game team is the one that wins.
It's a momentum deal.
We'll see what happens with the clout points. Have we mentioned the clout points
yet? We haven't mentioned the clout points.
We also added a game show aspect. The objective of the show now is to get the most clout points. Earned by winning drinking challenges and knocking things off of our bucket list to have the most lit spring break possible.
So throughout the entire week, there are challenges. The show is filmed over 1 week. Every day is an episode. Throughout the week, there are challenges, and everybody builds up clout points to a clout count to see how many things that you will win. So you get points by winning challenges. You lose points by losing challenges.
And the daily winners of the night challenges get to sleep in the master room. Everyone else sleep in the bad room. And the overall winner of the week gets to be the host of the next season, like Mo is right now.
So it's almost like who can be the biggest character, who can be the biggest winner. They also have a list of things that they need to do throughout the season to get extra points. Like dancing on the bar is one thing that a lot of people got points for in episode one. Yeah, also,
which was 5 points.
Fucking is something that people get points for.
It was a little wild. I'm looking at it right now. I believe the fucking was 10 points, and the dancing on the bar was 5. As?
No. Is it fucking only 10 points?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, because
I think it was 25. Or
no, Tom and
Jamar won a challenge.
And I think and having sex is 10 points. And so this show is so raw that it's like they came up to the door while Tom, this guy who's like, he's at the top of the leaderboard, and he is like a dashing, good-looking young douchebag. And they go up to the door after like the first night of partying. It's Monday night, and you hear someone.
Yeah, they're not coming out.
And the caption below, it says, beating cheeks. Which
they were making sure we knew.
The caption game of this is so strong. There's the soundtrack of this show is so strong. The references and memes that are woven in are so strong. It's like we're watching future of broadcasting. It's like it's all woven together in this perfect 21st century show.
The fucking points on the leaderboard, it counts as plus 10 for a swoop.
That's what it is. I don't know what the bucket list means. It says soup parentheses.
I think that means that like dancing on the bar. Like there's probably a list in the house that says
So you would say dancing on the bar is bucket list.
Yeah.
That's one of them, which it seems like one of the more attainable
the swoop,
ones.
Yes. I think dancing
on the bar is bucket list, to clarify, because Lacey also got 5 for that.
Yeah.
And that's bucket list. Okay.
I thought that Adrian danced on the bar. So Adrian is he's longer hair, he's Brazilian, and he's from Florida.
He's a nice guy.
He's pretty chill, but...
But nice guys finish last.
Right, which they say in the intro, which is like, what does that mean?
Which is problematic, because they also are saying that him and Madison, one of the other girls, are talking. They both go to UCF, national champions, so they're getting along. So I don't know what's going to happen with those two. We got some romance brewing.
I know, the finishing last comment really threw me off. Like, what's going to happen with Adrian?
And they showed him in a bar, just holding his phone.
Right.
As presumably everybody else was clapping cheeks, he was holding his phone in the club.
Fuck.
Right, we have to be looking out for Adrian and what's going to happen. Which of the girls stood out to you, Glenn?
The girls.
So we have Lacey, Madison, Morgan, and Ellie.
I liked Lacey, I think.
Okay.
She's the short one, right?
She was the tiny one who said she's just like a little ball of fun. I guess she was like a
lover.
Less tan version.
Wait,
of
does
Snoopy.
She fuck with horseback riding or does she fuck with dubstep?
She fucks
with both of them.
Oh, that's her?
That's her, yeah.
No, she fucks with horseback riding and dubstep
and acting.
That's Lacey, a psychology major in Tallahassee. She fucks with dubstep, acting, and horseback riding.
Yeah, and Ellie is for the jewel.
That's Ellie, a psychology major at school in Coral Gables, Florida, hailing from Pequannock, New Jersey. She lives for the club life and the jewel, but don't let that fool you.
And rages her face.
Yeah, she rages and she's for the jewel.
One of the best storylines is Ellie's jewel. Ellie said she knows she doesn't have any money in her bank account, but she spent 20 of her $100 on jewel pods.
Well, I'm a broke ass bitch. I have $100 in my bank account. I just spent $20 on pods because I'm an addict. If someone took them, there's going to be murder in this house. A murder.
And she knows the serial code number. She knows the serial number of her jewel.
I can't remember names for shit, but I know my jewel.
Also, I have the Sierra quote written down.
So she is, anytime you look at her, she is huffing away on the jewel. She Tom's, can't get enough of that smoke.
Tom said she's going to die by 30.
She jewels like every like 2 seconds. Dude, her lungs when she's 35 are...
I need to get more pop.
She said her lungs are going to be collapsed. But that's just, is that Tom being a douchebag or should we really be worried about her lungs?
Yeah, so basically she watched somebody steal 20% of her net worth.
Right, bro. She's worth $80 now. And I mean, hopefully they're getting...
She was worth 100, now she's worth 80. And she just stood there and took it.
And also it said in the intro, which I think we should keep an eye out for, it's that she's been through a lot, so she's misunderstood.
Mm.
What has she been through?
Yeah, we need a little background.
We're going to learn what she's been through.
That's super cryptic. She's been through a lot. That makes me wonder, like, what has she been through?
But she's misunderstood, too, so even if we wonder, there's no way we can understand.
Right. I am nervous to further misunderstand her, but to be honest, some of the characters, I mean, she's... of a lightning rod. Which one of these girls do you think is the most of the lightning rod? And do you think that there's any relationships on the horizon within the house?
Well, yeah, like I said, I think Adrian and Madison, right? Not Morgan. Adrian and Madison are going to get together.
Who was beating Cheeks? So it was...
Tom was beating Cheeks with a girl from the club.
Tom and Mo both got girls from the club.
And Mo had a girl from the club who had her face censored.
And they had a very interesting rule that... only guys can bring back girls, and that was a point of dissension in the house. The girls were like, what the heck, like, we want to be able to bring back guys.
2018.
And they said the guys are the only ones that can bring back girls.
Yeah. Also, I'm gonna set on the rule right now for the girls. We've done it. You are not allowed to bring a guy over, or I'm gonna fight him.
This is not Friends and Neighbors season 1.
And I think that Jamar even said that they can only bring back guys if Jamar and Olo Mo can piss on them.
They can only come in and be over and lie to
Yeah, Mo said he would be fighting them as well.
Yeah, they're going to piss on them and fight them. But meanwhile, so these guys can bring it back, girls, and Swoop.
So is fucking Ellie worth getting your ass kicked by Olo Mo?
Yeah, it's really a truly, I mean, I don't know. It's truly a quandary that everybody is going to have to deal with.
Another relationship I could see being on the horizon is Ellie and Javon. I don't know why I'm getting that vibe.
What about, during the first challenge, so the first challenge was that they all had to finish a bottle, and yes, everybody was given a bottle. They got there, started drinking, everybody was given a bottle, and they finished it, and then they went out to the club and went to multiple clubs. It was an incredible Monday of drinking, really impressive.
Well,
but during
you have to think that Yofre's my friend and all, but he might kill these kids. challenges.
No, you forget how much Glenn.
By the way,
20-year-old can drink a lot.
A
handle?
It's hard.
Or 21-year-old.
Yeah,
I
can't say I dabble too much in the liquor game. I'm more of a full-on beer fella. But
beer's different.
I used to drink liquor in high school a lot, and I would throw up all the time.
Well, I think it's a lot disgusting. Of them cheated when they were doing this.
Some of them are cheating.
Javon threw up in the middle of it.
Yo, I'm gonna have this cup here, and then I'm gonna pour half of it in a cup and hide it behind the couch.
Okay.
And then he was like making fun of other people because he didn't finish it. He threw up in the garage.
Who won? It was Jamar's team and Tom's team.
Yeah, Jamar and Madison and Lacey, or Jamar and Lacey and Madison and Tom. Something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to look right now.
Javon and Morgan were on a team together, and Javon wound up throwing up. But do you think that there's any chance that there could be a budding relationship between Javon and Morgan? Morgan, who, by the way, is a cancer survivor?
She sure is, and if you hate her, you suck.
Yeah, it actually says in the intro, there's literally nothing bad you can say about her.
She's a sweetheart of the group. There's literally nothing bad you could say about her. If you do, you probably suck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I kind of get different vibes from Javon and Morgan, if you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Javon's my favorite of the guys, of course.
I mean, he loves a backwood, as do you.
Well, not just a backwood. A fat backwood.
Loves a fat backwood.
He's all for the vibes, especially if you have a fat backwood ready to smoke.
That actually inspired your intro.
I also loved his technique in the games. He was going up to, I think, Tom and Jamar and trying to offer them the blunt, and they were like, oh, no, you know, this is going to slow me down from drinking. He's like, oh, shit, he caught me.
You know, he's just trying to get me high so I can't drink as much.
Ready?
Right, a little survivor action. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm gonna throw a little...
Impair his opponents.
Throw a stick in the wheel over there.
Yeah, one thing that I was disappointed about in the first challenge was in the intro, when they introed everyone, they said Adrian is by far the biggest drinker, and he didn't win. He didn't come close to winning.
Adrian didn't show up.
He said he's the best chugger, and they definitely made it seem like... I mean, even they had an interview with Tom, and he was like, Adrian's a really big chugger, so I'm worried about him.
Yeah, there's something about guys with long hair that could drink.
They can really drink.
There's something intimidating about them.
I was also curious about the... the challenge when everyone showed up blindfolded and the challenge ended up having nothing to do with like revealing something from the blindfold.
It added to the suspense. Maybe it was just that they were bringing out Mo. And when they brought out Mo, everyone was cursing him out, which brings me to my question. Do you think that Mo can command enough respect to be the host of this show, the TJ Lavin of this show?
Well, do you think anyone in the house could take Mo? Do you think Tom could take Mo?
I was just looking at their Instagrams, and Tom actually looks kind of thin on his Instagram. Less buff than I thought he would look.
What about Adrian? You don't think Adrian can take Mo?
I think Adrian can take Mo.
Adrian's a 100%. Wild child.
Adrian,
I bet,
seems like what they say at the end of Javon's intro, like he's a chill dude, but you don't want to push him over the edge. I think that's Adrian.
Yeah, it seems like it. It seems like he kind of could be. And I think they showed him squatting too, so he has to have some kind of core strength.
I mean, I would say Adrian has the best chance. I would do Adrian, Tom, Jamar, Javon. Javon looks pretty tiny.
Yeah, but he's peaceful. He's a wee smoker.
And Jamar, I don't think he could really punch someone.
When they first get to the house,
he's not even tall enough.
Everybody's kind of pissed off about how the opposite sex looks. The girls are like, these guys are all douchebags.
Tom Manhorn. Oh my God, he's such a tool.
Yo, all my friends at home were like, he's so hot. And I was like,
oh, he's very
Tom.
Jamar seems crazy.
He resembles like the situation and I'm not in a good way.
The guys specifically say that Yo Frey did a shitty job.
I have a quote here from Mo. Mo is a quote about Ellie. He says, quote, like I have to be really fucked up to fuck her, quote.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and then Tom says right after that he'd rather jump in the pool with all of his weights.
And he said he could get Zanny bombed and you still wouldn't. Which I didn't even know Zanny
bombed. They were talking shit about our boy Yo Frey in that scene.
They were.
They said he had bad choice.
They said Yo Frey could have picked a hotter girl. And I don't really think Ellie is that gross.
I don't think she is either. And also, she's super misunderstood and she's been through a lot.
Yeah.
So you don't know what she brings to the table for the season.
Wait, is Ellie your fave babe on this show?
Nah, I said my fave babe is Lacey. I'm a Lacey guy.
Okay, true.
Through and through.
My favorite scene with Lacey was when she says to Tom, she's like, you're a little slut.
I wouldn't say the word scumbag ever. You are not a scumbag. You are a gentleman and you're sweet. But guess what? You're a little slut. That's it.
Yeah, she really called him out for it.
That was the biggest moment.
Because they were trying to figure out, is Tom a douchebag or is he just a slut? And they kind of said that, like, okay, you're not a creep or scumbag. Scumbag was the word they used. You're not a scumbag, you're actually a slut. What do you guys think? Do you think he's a scumbag or just a slut?
I love that when she said scumbag, she was like, I would never say this. Like, I would never, ever say this. As if she was, like, saying, like, the most forbidden word, as if she was calling him, like, a cunt and he was a female. Yeah. No, she was like, I would never, ever call anyone a scumbag. You're allowed to say scumbag.
I think he's a scumbag.
I think he's a scumbag, too. I don't think he's just a slut. I think he's a scumbag.
I think he's both.
Yeah, he's a scumbag slut.
Yeah.
It's fine. Just own being a scumbag slut. But it's fine, bro.
The McDonald's scene at the end of the episode is some of the most like well-achieved filmmaking I've ever seen.
Well, I thought that was a little bit... that made me like Tom a little bit less. So Tom swooped, and then afterwards, after he beat Cheeks, he took this girl out to the McDonald's, and they were in the backseat of the car.
Drive-thru.
And he kind of took her phone away from her. He wouldn't give her a phone back, and he was worried about guys texting her, and it was like...
Wait, would you choose my phone?
Your phone is with me.
Bro, like, you already swooped. Like, why are you still being a dickhead? Like, I didn't think that... That's why he came off as a scumbag to me and not just a slut.
I don't know. I mean, he did pick up the tab. That was a nice gesture after a night of clapping cheeks.
You don't think Yo Frey picked up the tab?
He said he picked up the tab. I don't know.
All right. That was the end of the
tab. Wow. Pricey.
I love the, like, it was, like, straight out of the office. Like, his timing with, like, the girl's like, can I get honey mustard?
Can we get lots of honey mustard?
Of course she wants it.
There you go.
What?
Lots of honey mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Because she goes to grab the honey mustard, and he like looks at the camera with like the grossed out face.
He's grossed out. He said, fries make him fat.
You want a Big Mac meal or no?
No, I don't want fries. That makes me fat. Hell no, I'm not being fat.
He had got two cheeseburgers, a bunch of chicken nuggets, but he won't eat fries.
What
like
did he say? Obviously, too. I found that to be quite funny. It was like it was something.
I know what you're talking.
Yeah, it was like
he goes. No, he like goes. Can I get the obviously. Chicken tenders? And then he goes.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Obviously.
So two Big Macs. chicken tender, buttermilk, obviously.
Buttermilk.
I mean, that is fair. Buttermilk is way better than any other tender that's on the market.
That, no, you're exactly right. So if we do you guys want to look at the leaderboard and make some predictions for this season?
Yeah, I'll read the leaderboard out right now. I got it up here. So this is after episode one. I'll go down guys first. We got Tom 35. He got 25 for the pregame win with the bottle, 10 for his swoop, and he did not dance on the bar, so we could have five more.
Right.
But then we got Jamar, he won his 25 for the pregame win. Then Adrian minus five. That was because he had the pregame loss.
And but then, he danced on the bar.
I don't really like the minus system. Because, I mean, it's going to be impossible.
It makes it impossible to get out of a hole.
Yeah, you're never going to come out of a hole.
I agree with the minus system.
You like the minus system?
No, I think it's stupid.
I feel like once, at this point, it's like we know who's, like, it's impossible.
You don't need it.
You're going to need to get, like, hundreds of points.
Yeah. No, so both Javon and Adrian both danced on the bar because they got minus 10 for the pregame loss.
Well, the pregame loss.
Plus 5 for the bar, so they're both minus 5. And then girl-wise, Lacey, she had the pregame win and danced on the bar. That's 30. Madison, pregame win, 25. Then Morgan, minus 10 for the pregame loss, plus 5 for dancing on the bar, even though she fell within like 3 milliseconds of being on the bar.
That was a great capture, too.
Girls on elevated surfaces, wow.
And then finally, who was the last
Ellie
girl?
In last
Ellie,
place.
Minus 10. She didn't even dance on the bar, so she's way back.
She lost, and she didn't dance on the bar, which
she's
is
misunderstood.
This is tough, yeah.
Does she get extra points because she's misunderstood?
Oh, she's been through a lot.
I feel like throwing up, I think when Javon yacked, that should be losing points, no?
I think it could also be gaining points, you could argue.
Okay.
Well, so it's like an act of partying.
Or like falling off the bar could be more points than dancing on the bar.
Involuntary throw up should be losing points. A voluntary throw up to boot and rally should be gaining points. And also, Javon should have got more points because he stole Ellie's jewel. If you steal someone's 20% of their net worth and you get away with it,
You should get 20% of their points.
Exactly.
So Tom and Lacey are in first place right now. Do we think it's going to go chalk? Do you think that is how it's setting up? And like they are out to such a lead that they're just going to wind up winning? I mean, Tom has to be the favorite of this season right now.
I think Tom is a clear-cut favorite. He's like betting American Pharoah at the 2015 Belmont Stakes.
I would like if the challenge, how like last season it was like 2 seasons ago it was like the veterans came in halfway through. Like what if like halfway through the season maybe the rest of Olo comes, but like Mo can start competing. And
pitting
Tom
the Fort
versus
Lauderdale
Mo,
crew.
And they have like a boss challenge. That
if it was Tom versus Mo, it would be a lot more interesting than just because Tom and Mo, they had a conversation amongst themselves that they're the only dudes in the house that swoop. They think that
they're the only guys that fuck.
Jamar, Adrian, and Javon are pussies.
There's a very intimate confessional,
a bromance. They're
in there with each other, and there was an arrow pointing at Tom's arm on Mo the entire time.
Yeah, that we were very hyper aware of whether it was sus or not, and I think that remains to be in the air.
I mean, that bromance doesn't surprise me. I thought Jamar was going to be more into the show. There was barely any Jamar. I was so excited for Jamar from what I saw in the intro.
Jamar can't. I don't think he can stay out of his own way. I think he's a little bit overexcited, and I just would like to see him calm down a little bit.
I'd like to see him just like there in the episode.
Yeah,
like
there was no. I mean, that,
I have a feeling he blacked out and just.
But
went
that's
home.
How season one was too. Like no one was in the show except Mo. It was basically the Mo show. It was Olo Mo with some of his neighbors and friends.
It really is the Mo show. How about a dark horse from either side? Who do you think could come out of not first place and wind up winning this thing?
All right, here's my prediction with the dark horse. I'm going to say Adrian could come out on top because we don't know the list yet.
And we know he's a great chugger.
He's a great chugger. He could drink the most, but nice guys finish last, so he may have trouble getting some girls. So if it's more sex-oriented, I'm sticking with the chalk. If it's more drinking-oriented, the rest of the list, I'm going to go with Adrian for a comeback.
Ben, do you have any upsets on the horizon?
I don't see anyone taking out Tom. My upset is that if they halfway through the season let Mo compete, Mo comes back for a second title.
It's a hell of a prediction.
And
so
female, are we doing female?
If you want to throw one in.
Female, Lacey's in front. I mean, I see Madison winning the whole thing.
I don't
think it's even close.
Really?
I think Madison's going to come away with it all.
Well, these are really strong predictions. We've seen season one. We've seen season one, we've seen episode one of season two, and we've been waiting on episode two. It's kind of been pushed back a little bit and a little bit more. It's almost like an anticipated album release.
I got the word today from Yo Frey. It's dropping tomorrow. He told me yesterday that it was dropping today, and I saw on Twitter the day before that that it was dropping yesterday.
So
we're staying tuned.
One of these days it has to happen, but
send your notifications to the Neighbors and Friends YouTube channel.
Yeah, you have to do that. Stay on top of it. Catch up with Neighbors and Friends. Please, once you listen, send us your questions about Neighbors and Friends. Send us your talking points. Send us your observations that you really enjoyed. But
Nothing more than to discuss Neighbors and Friends all day. So if anyone wants to tweet at us, please do.
And yeah, we should be having some guests onto the show. But
imagine if we got Olo Mo on the show.
We're going to have him in the office.
Can you believe that?
We're going to have him sign the wall over Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
It's
going to
be bigger than the day the Jersey Shore is here. I think the cast, Neighbors, and Friends.
Who needs a situation when Olo Mo is here?
Exactly. Or Jamar, honestly. He's a younger, better-looking version of the
situation.
Dude, like
you just said,
drink more.
If Olo Mo comes in here, all the athletes on that stool logo are fucked.
Exactly. We'll just have him.
Jamar just going right over George Brett, Olo Mo over Kareem.
That would be badass. But this is our Friends of Neighbors and Friends podcast.
Talking Neighbors.
Glad you could listen. And bless you guys. Stay neighboring, friends.
Make sure you guys stay for the vibes this weekend.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time I spent on some locked up shit in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view. Got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I chew. Like a nigga sneeze, nigga please. For them trick and squeeze, I'm getting cream. Never let them hoes get in between of what we started. Little nigga, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw it like I'm an artist, no crawling. Went straight to walking with foreigns. In my garages are foreign bitches menaging. Fucking sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him, I got him. I did it without an album. I did shit with Mariah. Little nigga, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly nigga, I'm flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey to rest in peace. Hey to rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsters move in silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word, was on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Fuck nigga, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the Aston, y'all thought it was rented. Flexing on these niggas, I'm like Popeye on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type to can them in cast and grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes. Cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son need some milk. These niggas try to take my life, they fuck around, get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around, get smoked. Cause these Philly niggas I bought with me don't fuck around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young niggas that's rolling. I got niggas throwing bees. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that bitch, I get to throwing 30 G's. But now I'm hanging out that drop head, I'm riding down no collars. They let my nigga earn back home, that young nigga be wildin'. We young niggas, we mobbin', like Batman and we're robbin'. This two-door Maybach with my seat on reclining. I'm like, real nigga, what up? Real nigga, what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then pussy nigga, shut up. If you dip me in your ass, I get your pussy ass stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that, put my life on my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, bike on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces on the same nigga they watch. And I'm the king of my city, cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lanes talking that bullshit, the same niggas that fly. I'm the same nigga from First Street with them that braids that lock. The same nigga that came up and I had to wait for my spot. And these niggas hating on me, hoes waiting on me. Still on that hood shit, my Rolls Royce on E. They gon' remember me, I say remember me. So much money, your friends turn to your enemy. And when this beef, I turn my enemies to memories. With them bricks, they go for 40, ain't no 10 to key. Hold up, broke nigga turn rich. Love the game like Mitch. And if I leave you, they ain't dumb pretty hoes gon' still suck my dick. It was something about that rollie when it first touched my wrist. Had me feeling like that dope boy when he first touched that brick. I'm gone.